Send in your skeletons. Sing as their bones go marching in again. They need you buried deep. The secrets that you keep are ever ready. Are you ready? I'm finished making sense. Done bleeding ignorance. The whole defense. Spinning infinity, boy. The wheel is spinning me. It's never ending. Never ending. Same old story. What if I say I'm not like the others? What if I say I'm not just another one of your plays? You're the pretender. What if I say I will never surrender? What if I say I'm not like the others? What if I say I'm not just another one of your plays? You're the pretender. What if I say I will never surrender? In time or so I'm told, I'm just another soul for sale. Oh well. The page is out of print. We are not permanent. We're temporary. Temporary. Same old story. What if I say I'm not like the others? What if I say I'm not just another one of your plays? You're the pretender. What if I say I will never surrender? What if I say I'm not like the others? What if I say I'm not just another one of your plays? You're the pretender. What if I say I will never surrender?
I'm the voice inside your head you refuse to hear. I'm the face that you have to face, mirrored in your stare. I'm what's left, I'm what's right, I'm the enemy. I'm the hand that will take you down, bring you to your knees.
So who are you? So who are you? Yeah, who are you?
What if I say I'm not like the others? What if I say I'm not just another one of your plays? You're the pretender. What if I say I will never surrender? What if I say I'm not like the others? What if I say I'm not just another one of your plays? You're the pretender. What if I say I will never surrender?
From their Brothers in Farms album, that is Steven Seagal's here on the Viva La Mock radio program, wrapping up what we call the Mock, a Foo Fighters Mock for you. Steven Seagal's with The Pretender. Before that, Glen Campbell from his Meet Glen Campbell album, doing Foo's Times Like These. Petra Hayden along with Bill Frisell with their version of Floaty. Then I threw some Wesley Willis in there, because you know what? It's always fun to throw in some Wesley Willis with his song Foo Fighters. And then before that was a Juliana Hatfield song, her doing her version of Learn to Fly, which you're hearing in the background. But before that, between Wesley and the Juliana Hatfield, was a clip that I'm going to credit to Local H, because it came off of their... now I'm spacing out on the album I pulled it off of. Pack Up the Cats, that's the album. And it's called Answering Machine, because it's just a bunch of clips of different answering machine, little legitimate answering machine messages that the band had received. And that one was from Juliana. And I believe that was actually from Juliana Hatfield. So that was in between Juliana and Wesley. And then I start off the entire set from the Sahara on Hot Nights. Sahara People Things. The Sahara Hot Nights. I knew it's in there somewhere. Them doing Big Me. Pulled that one off the Sparks album, which was Sahara Hot Nights. Fifth album. In case you were keeping track. Anyway, that was a Foo Fighters mock. If you ever have a suggestion for a mock, drop me an email at wrctrequest@gmail.com and let me know what you're interested in hearing. See if I can either pull something out of the archives or do a nice fresh new mock for you. We'll see what happens. Who knows what's going to happen on the Viva La Mock radio program. I certainly don't, and right now I'm driving the boat. Hey, speaking of driving boats, I'll be back with more music right after this quick little message for you.
Neil Armstrong waited 6 hours and 39 minutes to step onto the surface of the moon. Jackie Robinson waited 20 months to play his first game with the Brooklyn Dodgers. And even DiCaprio had to wait 22 years to win an Oscar. You can wait until your destination. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
You are listening to 88.3 FM WRCT Pittsburgh. My name is Paul. I'm the Mockster. It's a little show I do each and every week at this very time called the Viva La Mock Radio Show, and I appreciate it when you can tune in and just check out what's going on. You can always drop me an email at wrctrequest@gmail.com if you want to say hi or have a suggestion for a song. This one came out quite a few years back, but it is actually Beck taking on a Daniel Johnston tune. It's True Love Will Find You in the End. It's the Viva La Mock radio program here on WRCT.
True love will find you in the end. You'll find out just who was your friend. Don't be sad, I know you will. Don't give up until true love will find you in the end. This is a promise with a catch. Only if you're looking will it find you. 'Cause true love is searching too. How can it recognize you unless you step out into the light? Don't be sad, I know you will. Don't give up until true love finds you in me. Just who was your friend. So don't be sad, I know you will. Don't give up until true love finds you in the end. True love will find you in the end. You in the end.
from the country. She's got no money, just a smile. I'm in love with
his enemies to be at peace with him. We will not prematurely or unnecessarily risk the cause of worldwide nuclear war in which even the fruits of victory would be ashes in our mouth. Ashes in our mouth. Ashes in our mouth.
From the Joshua Tree album, U2, running the standstill here on the Viva La Mach radio program. Before the U2, Shauna Lang from New Zealand. Doug wanted to hear that one. Went back to 1985 with Glad I'm Not a Kennedy. Also played something from James Iha. James Iha, the guitarist for Smashing Pumpkins. It was a song called Country Girl. Pulled that off of his Let It Come Down album. I think it was the first solo album he put out. I know he's got at least two, and I've always loved that album. And started off the entire set with some Beck. With True Love Will Find You in the End, a Daniel Johnston penned tune that for some reason I've been listening to a lot. But you know what I discovered? True Love Will Find You in the End if you listen to WRCT. because we love you. All of us. I mean, there's that one DJ who doesn't really dig you, but just don't listen to that person's show. Yeah, I know. I can't name names, but you know who I'm talking about. But you know what? You can fall in to the trap door. What am I talking about? You can listen to punk, folk, hardcore, and more with DJ Sideways on his show, Trap Door, each and every Tuesday night here on WRCT. 10 p.m. if you want to know when. See, there's great shows. You can go to WRCT.org and check out the entire schedule. Find out what shows are where. Look at playlists. In fact, look at my playlist. Go there, hit the schedule, hit the Viva La Mock show, and my playlist will be there. And you'll say, oh, let's see what you played. Thank you. Also want to remind you that the Westmoreland Cleanways and Recycling, which is located just outside of Pittsburgh and Greensburg, has received a grant to expand their facility to process any type and all types of foam mark number 6. That's clean plates, that's bowls, clamshells, egg cartons, trays, even that block protective packaging foam that you get when you buy like an electronic item or furniture, all of that. The grant was actually made possible through the Foam Recycling Coalition. You can bring the foam to their drop-off center at 355 Pleasant Unity Mutual Road out in Greensburg, or call them up at 724-879-4020. They have a website, westmorelandcleanways.org. Got about 13 minutes left in this program, which means I got two more songs to play. And I'm going to fill up most of those 13 minutes with these two songs, so just buckle up your seatbelt. Starting things off with Pittsburgh's own Deliberate Strangers and their version of Satan, Your Kingdom Must Come Down.
Satan, your kingdom must come down. Satan, your kingdom must come down. I heard the voice of Jesus say, Satan, your kingdom must come down.
Is green, you know, there in your hands. After 3 days, you can see them, the veins and the bones. The bones are brown, really very dirty. It seemed like there were hundreds of them. After a week, we were able to read through our hands. Now, these books that they gave us, we put our hands over them. It was for fun, mostly. You couldn't really read anything because of all the bones and bones. There wasn't anything to do. We couldn't really even read books, even when we took our hands off of them. The pages were thick, transparent, like membrane. There was something clear inside. Not watery, more like aura. The letters were in the aura, floating. They didn't move very much. The aura must have been very heavy. Except when you turn the pages, then you would lose everything. It was hard reading. You could see down 5 or 6 pages, and below that it would get dark. There wasn't much on each page. Everything you saw, everything was all run together. I thought it was supposed to be that way, the message. It would change a little bit every time you turn the page. One time I looked backwards to see what I'd read. It was something different. No, I don't think I was supposed to do that. No. I'm pretty sure. Okay. Now, they took me out by myself. I thought it was a library, like a jail. I don't know. There were magazines, you know, like these here. I couldn't read them. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I stared at them, and the harder I stared, it was just impossible. I couldn't read them. They washed me every day, all day almost. I can't, I'm sorry. It was several weeks. They kept me in the dark, and they brought me out. It was a room with the, what do you call them? Photo mirror, yeah. Mountains all the way around. And I saw all of it. Saw the linoleum under my feet, the roaches on the ceiling, but behind my head. And I looked around. It was funny, because it was like I still had to look around to see. I was like that book, the book I was telling you about. And they put me back in the dark. And then they took me out. No. I don't know. They took me out. I thought I was going to a hospital or a school or something, but it was a boat, a ship. It traveled in the dark. No, it never stopped. It must have been going very fast. No. And we were always moving, but it was always night. The moon would come out. I couldn't recognize the stars, but the stars were out. Sometimes they would put me in a harness and roll me down the valley. We didn't seem to be traveling very fast, but we would have had to have been. We'd be following the night around like that. For several weeks. One night, they stopped. They let the sun catch up with us. They put me in a black suit. It was very beautiful, yeah. Cliffs, islands, it was all pink, though the cliffs were there. Water was green, quite green. It was cold. I don't remember. But they told me. What? Yeah, that was it. There were insects there, like me, clear. You could see everything. After a while, they told me I could go see Laura. They took me to a house, but I didn't want to go in. No. No. I don't remember. Could you make me go back to sleep now?
band was called Vibrating Egg. And that was their version of Procol Harum's Whiter Shade of Pale. Album actually came out only on a 12-inch vinyl back in 1988 on the Doggone record label. And I, the Moxer, I actually ordered it straight from the label. I ordered a couple albums and a t-shirt. Because believe it or not, Doggone Records was owned and operated by Jefferson Holt, who at that point was still the manager of REM. In fact, Vibrating Egg is Jefferson Holt. He just used a pseudonym for all the writing credits. He goes by Raul. There's also a writing credit in there for W.B. Carr, which was later to be revealed to be Mike Mills. And I'm sure the other members are somewhere on that release under their own pseudonyms. Before the Vibrating Egg, Pittsburgh's own Deliberate Strangers from the Mood Music for Snake Handlers release. Their sophomore release, their second album. And that gets us here, wrapping up yet another hour of what we call the Viva Lamont radio program. Always appreciate when you listen. Really all I have to say. I always appreciate when you listen. It's true. It's true. If you got a suggestion for a song, shoot me an email, wrctrequest@gmail.com. Rumor has it that the phone's going to work again and I'll be able to take live requests soon. We'll see. As always, keep your radio tuned here to 88.3 FM WRCT Pittsburgh for more great music.
You're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh. You are listening to WRCT Pittsburgh. This is the Deep Blues Hour. I'm your host, Steve, and I'll be bringing you 60 minutes of classic and traditional blues here on WRCT. And over the next hour, we're going to hear from folks like Big Joe Turner playing some fine piano blues. Also, Robert Pete Williams, some fine country blues as well. Mississippi Fred McDowell, one of his buddies from live at the Gas Lake, I think out in San Francisco, maybe. Plus, Floyd Dixon. It's all coming up here on this hour of the Deep Blues Hour. Let's start off the show with Philip Walker from his release called Working Girl Blues. This is the title track from 1995. Philip Walker on WRCT Pittsburgh.
She got a bad headache it's bad, bad news. It's the working girl blues. She got to keep on working. Lord knows it gets harder each and every day. Trying to get by on such a little pay. Need face powder and a whole lot of gold. Brand new perfume. She got to smell like a rose. She didn't get up in time. Something wrong with the clock. Don't know what's the matter. She must have slept like a rock. Lord, what time is it? She can't find her shoes. She's got the working girl blues. She got to keep on working. Keep on.
Attic Records joins you in supporting WRCT. Attic Records, located in Millvale, is open 7 days a week, providing new and used records and CDs, from metal to reggae, hip-hop to doo-wop, and all stops in between. Family-owned and operated, Attic Records plays for quality records, used records and CDs, with no collection too big or too small. You can visit Attic Records today or call them at 412-821-8484. If you are interested in underwriting for WRCT, you can email pr@wrct.org for more information about promotional exchanges and other partnership opportunities.
Everything's alright.
Everything's alright.
want you looking good when I get home. Then, hey, everything's all right.
Everything's all right.
Please listen to me. Everything's all right.
Everything's all right.
Please listen to me. Everything's all right. If you're having a hard time and your way looks dim, don't leave your family and stick right with them. And I guarantee you, the Lord will make it all right.
Thank you. once more.
A little something there from Magic Sam, entitled I Need You So Bad. That's from a collection of music put out through Delmark Records on their 40th anniversary back in the 1990s. I also heard from Floyd Dixon and Everything's All Right from the Hi-John release called Fine, Fine Thing. They're from Floyd Dixon. All right, up next, let's hear from Howlin' Wolf. Here he is, recorded live at the American Folk Blues Festival in 1964. This is his version of Dust My Broom. Howlin' Wolf here on the Deep Blues Hour.
The gal I'm loving, while my friend can have my room. I'm gonna get up in the morning, I believe I dust my broom. I'm gonna get up in the morning, I believe I dust my broom. I'm gonna quit the gal I'm loving, while my friend can have my room. In the morning, I believe I dust my room. Get up in the morning, I believe I dust my room. I'm with the girl I'm loving, while my friend can have my room. I believe my time ain't long. East Monroe, you know. I'm gonna write me a letter, telephone every town I know. I'm gonna write me a letter, telephone every town I know. If she's not in your league, she's in East Monroe, you know. All the time. She look no good, naughty. She about to drive me out of my mind. I don't want no woman go stay drunk all the time. I don't want no woman go stay drunk. all the time. That's a no good darling. She's about to drive me out of my mind. I believe my time ain't long.
RCT Pittsburgh, your oil revival station.
When you're alone, who cares for moonlit skies? When you're alone, the magic moonlight dies at break of dawn. There is no sunrise when your lover has gone. What lonely eyes the evening shadows bring. Such lonely eyes with memories lingering like fading flies. Life can't mean anything when your lover has gone. Life just don't mean anything, ooh, when your lover has gone. Please believe me, when your lover has gone.
Play that yet. Okay. Mm-hmm.
about you, baby. But I just can't take your place. I'm crazy about you. Change it.
Music there from Mississippi Fred McDowell, recorded live at the Gaslight, I believe out in Los Angeles, 1971. It's put out through Sunset Boulevard Records, so I'm guessing it is Los Angeles. That's I'm Crazy About You, Baby. Plus, before Mississippi Fred, we heard from Charles Brown. That was definitely made out in Los Angeles in 1949, When You're Alone, from Charles Brown. Up next, let's hear some fine old pre-war country blues from 1942. Tommy McLennan, here he is, recording for Bluebird Records. This is I Love My Baby. Tommy McLennan on the Deep Blues Hour.
Your friend may be struggling. Remember, you don't have to be there to be there.
You could say how while you will get a fake tattoo. You could ask with an app if it works for you. You could chat on a game, kick off your flip-flops. You could ask on your couch while you binge watch.
Whatever gets you talking.
Reach out to a friend about their mental health. Learn how you can help at seizetheawkward.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council, American Foundation for Suicide Prevention, and the Jed Foundation.
It has come to my attention that it is that time of this radio program that I, the Monster, do this thing called the WRCT Radio and Music Calendar right here on WRCT Pittsburgh. It has come to my attention. This is the time we do it on a Friday night or a Tuesday afternoon. I wanted to remind you that the Row House Cinema does join you in supporting WRCT Pittsburgh. Row House Cinema is a single-screen theater located in the heart of Lawrenceville. They offer new movie themes each week, fun, cult, foreign, animated, fascinating films. They have a concession stand with natural popcorn and real butter, craft beer, and vegan options. For more information, you can check out their website at rowhousecinema.com or call them up at 412-904-3225. Let's turn our attention to this WRCT radio calendar. I want to let you know some events going on around town. I believe this is the last weekend, or we are coming up on the last weekend, I believe, for the cinema in the park. No, I meant for the Carrie Carpool Cinema, that one. That one, I think, goes through August. I might be wrong. You have to check out riversofsteel.com/experiences. But what it is it's a drive-in with the Cary Blast Furnace as your backdrop. It's happening in Rankin. And, again, check out that website, riversofsteel.com/experiences for movies and dates and all that good stuff. Speaking of Cinema in the Park, which I was before, now through August, so this is wrapping up as well, on Wednesday nights at Flagstaff Hill and Shenley Park, Dollar Bank's Cinema in the Park has returned. Bring along a blanket and a lawn chair and head out for an unforgettable evening of free cinema under the stars. More information at pittsburghpa.gov/events/cinema. Also happening at the Carnegie Museum of Art, it's Inside Out, celebrating Pittsburgh's rich cultural landscape with performances, summer jams, and art activities, food, and drink. Inside Out extends the museum's experience outdoors in a safe and physically distant environment. Again, live performances, DJs, art-making, food trucks, kid-friendly treats, and more. It's Thursdays from 4 to 8 p.m. and Saturdays from noon to 5 at the Carnegie Museum of Art on Forbes Avenue in Oakland. Don't forget, if you're all things Scotch-Irish, we've got some events happening for you. For example, Friday, September 10th through Sunday the 12th, at the Lots at Sandcastle in Homestead, it's the Pittsburgh Irish Festival finally returning. You can see your favorite international, national, and local Irish performers in person. It's the 30th annual Celtic celebration here in Pittsburgh. The lineup features some new bands, some